You should have seen Pastor Don's face when he showed me that video. He could not stop grinning. And these guys, don't you just love how contagious their excitement is for their dad life? I mean, they're going to set the tone for what we're about this morning. They're going to start our celebration off and just kick it off, because they have something to rap about, don't they? And it's about time that dads get a good rap, right? You look at television and you look at movies and everything we see around us, and so often dads get a bad rap. Today it's going to be about the good dads. We know that there are dads that are not good, and we acknowledge that, and it's painful and it's sad. But today we're going to think about good dads and that. I am Dawn Gashier. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the director of Kids Ministries here. I have to start off by confessing to you that Pastor John, I was not his first choice of preachers this morning. Nope, not at all. He had in his mind that it had to be a guy, a dad, preaching to other dads. And at first, I really understood it. I thought, you know, that makes sense. It would be good. And I thought, yeah, I can see that. But then I started to think about it. And when you think about it, Pastor John, except for this year when he had to attend his daughter Taylor's graduation, he always makes sure that he, as a dad, preaches on Mother's Day. Wait a minute. So, if a dad can preach on Mother's Day, because after all, he's not a mom, but he has a mom, then a daughter can preach on Father's Day, because she's a daughter, she has a dad. So, that's how I'm coming to you this morning. Now, we're going to continue in the series, Important Things to Know About God. First, Pastor John reminded us that first week that God loves you. Then we had Deborah remind us that God forgives you. Pastor Monica reminded us that God understands us. The last 2 weeks, John has been preaching on God wants you to change, and God wants to set us free. So that's the series, and today we're going to wrap it up and finish the series by thinking about how God wants to be with you forever. That's what we're thinking about as we celebrate dads. So, you know, when you're thinking about those things, the one thing that we think about is what makes for a good dad? Now, because we're going to be so focused on good dads today, and we're going to really, really think about that, I thought I'd show you this glass of water. You've heard this illustration, right? I ask you the question, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? Go ahead. What would you say? I heard mostly half fulls, because everybody knows, right, that you really want to be a glass half full person. Well, because if you're more of a negative person, we think of them as negative, right? Although you could call them a problem solver if you want to put a good spin on it. But glass half full people, they look at the glass and see it as positive. Life is, they look for the good first, and that's where they're coming from. And so today we're going to be glass half full as we celebrate the gift that dads are in our life, that fathers are. And we're going to just take that glass half full approach. Are you ready? All right. You're going to need your notes ready. And today, in order to start our stories, I'm going to tell you two stories about two different dads, my favorite dads, in fact. And I could tell you about three if we count my father-in-law. He's a good dad, too. But we're not going to do time for his story today. So I'm going to tell you about these two good dads. And before I start, let's talk about three things that make for a good dad. The first is, we could call this a tale of two dads, if you will. So the first thing is, a good dad shows up. A good dad just shows up. The next thing is, a good dad is characterized by slowness. Now, that one's more confusing. It's going to take a little more explanation. So I'll explain that as we go on in just a few minutes. The third thing is a good dad is loving and kind. So let's get started with the first story of the earthly dad. So my dad, we're going to put his picture up there for you to look at just so you get a visual. This is my dad. And I'll tell you, this dad is first of all just a pretty amazing person, I think, and I am biased, definitely. And I'm going to show you the next picture because it's actually my favorite picture. Here's my dad with some of his grandkids. When the twins were born, my dad practically lived there. So he helped out all the time, and we're going to be talking about that. So this is my dad. My dad, first of all, showed up. He was there every chance he got in our lives. He was a truck driver, so he worked long hours on the road. And he didn't get as much time with us at home as he wanted to give us. But when he was home, he'd come home exhausted at the end of a long driving day, sometimes road trips, and he'd come home and he showed up by just sitting down to his hot dinner, his reheated meal, and he would ask us questions about our day and talk about a good listener. Oh, he showed up. And then my dad, when we got older and had kids of our own, he would come and visit long distance and wanted to be there for every special occasion. The best one I can tell you about involves our daughter Gracie. Because you see, you may know that we have 5 children. And when we adopted Gracie from Russia. She's our adopted child. And when we went to get her, my dad showed up again. He came and took care of our other 4 for us. And then he came to the airport when I came home with Gracie. My husband had already returned and he was there at the airport. He showed up and he was so excited that he was the only extended family member who got to join all of our friends and be at the airport. My dad was just the kind of guy that showed up. So I love that about my dad. But next, we said that dads are characterized by slowness. So I really want to talk about this one because it needs a little bit more explanation, right? I mean, after all, we all love speed sometimes, and we admire efficiency. Our whole culture's about being fast. I mean, take this great clip from Top Gun, the movie Top Gun. Oh, love that clip. The need for speed. Yes, we value speed. And guess what? Don't worry. When I say a good dad is characterized by slowness, that's not the kind, I don't mean the opposite of speed. Here's what we mean. A good dad will not only show up, but will have to slow down sometimes. We'll just have to slow the pace. We'll have to unplug sometimes. You know, author Anne Lamott loved this quote. She says, almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. So a good dad can unplug just to be with us. They're slow with their time for us. They make time. And my dad was amazing that way. You know, truck driver, go into diners, go into truck stop restaurants, right? The truck stops. And he'd hang out, and he'd walk in, and he'd slowly give people there, the other truck drivers, the waitresses, he'd give them their time, and he'd listen, and he'd ask them questions. He asked 1,000 questions, and he allowed us to ask 1,000 questions. And he just was the best listener. You have to slow down to do that. The other way that a good dad is characterized by slowness, though, can be slow to anger. And my dad was that, too. He's an example of that. He did not quickly get angry with us. on road trips in the car with three kids and, you know, sitting there fighting in the back, my dad showed way more patience than we deserved. And we always found it challenging to try to test his patience to its absolute limits. My dad was slow to anger, and I remember that in him. I love it. So the third characteristic, though, is that a good dad is loving and kind. And by now, just the few things that I've told you about my dad, you get the idea that he was loving and kind, right? If he was those other two things, he was so loving and kind. You know, he'd be sitting there on fishing trips with me, and loved to go fishing with my dad, one of my favorite memories. And still love fishing because of him. And we'd be sitting there together in the boat, gently rocking, not catching a thing often. And my dad would just be there with me, showing up. He would be slow moving and not care that we were sitting there waiting for these fish. But I'd get my line tangled up, and for the 14th time, and he would just be so loving and kind and hand me his fishing rod so that I could go on fishing, and he'd just sit there and untangle the line yet again. So a good dad is these characterized by these three things. There's more that we could say about them, right? About good dads. There's a lot more, but these are just three. Now, I've told you a lot about my dad, and I want to make sure you know that that's just one example of a good dad. As we look around here today, we've got good dads among us that are worth celebrating. And they might not have all of these traits the same way my dad does, and they're certainly not perfect, nor was my dad, but it's time to hear from some kids about their dads. You see, Kathy Lee and Hoda, they asked people to send in videos of their kids finishing the sentence, "I love my dad because," and let's hear what they had to say. Oh, happy Father's Day. So if you're blessed with a good dad or granddad, I wonder how you'd finish that sentence. I love my dad because. Did you hear the themes running through with these kids? Weren't their dads, you could tell that their dads show up. Their dads definitely are characterized by slowness. They make time for their kids. They're slow to anger. And they're also loving and kind. All three. Now it's time to go to the second story, though. This is my favorite dad, and it's time to see what this dad tells us. What do we want to celebrate about this dad? And unlike the other dads we're celebrating today, this dad is absolutely perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to go inside your notes to the story of the prodigal son, the classic, classic dad story. And I need to explain the use of the word dad. I keep calling him dad, even about this dad from Luke chapter 15, but really and truly, we can call him that because of the word Abba. Abba is used 3 times in the New Testament. And when it's used in the New Testament, Jesus even says it in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Abba is such a familiar, endearing term that many people say it really translates. It's like this dependent child who looks and daddy. It's that familiar, that kind of intimate word. So take that word Abba and let's go to Luke chapter 15 and read through this amazing story of the perfect dad today. Jesus said, a certain man had 2 sons. The younger son said to his father, Father, give me my share of the inheritance. Then the father divided his estate between them. Soon afterward, the younger son gathered everything together and took a trip to a land far away. There wasted his wealth through extravagant living. When he had used up his resources, a severe food shortage arose in that country, and he began to be in need. He hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He longed to eat his fill from what the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired hands have more than enough food, but I'm starving to death? I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Take me on as one of your hired hands. So he got up and he went to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion. His father ran to him, hugged him, and kissed him. Then his son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Fetch the fattened calf and slaughter it. We must celebrate with feasting because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field. Coming in from the field, he approached the house and heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what was going on. The servant replied, Your brother has arrived and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he received his son back safe and sound. Then the older son was furious and didn't want to enter in, but his father came out and begged him. He answered his father, Look, I've served you all these years, and I never disobeyed your instruction. Yet you've never given me as much as a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours returned after gobbling up your estate with prostitutes, you slaughtered the fattened calf for him. Then his father said, Son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. Now, if you keep that story right in front of you, let's think about those 3 characteristics of this good dad. First, a good dad shows up. Now, this dad shows up. First of all, when the younger son asks him for his share of the estate, if you've learned about this story and that culture, if you think about the culture of the day, that son, by asking for his share of the inheritance, was really saying, I want you dead. You're as good as dead to me, Dad. Father, just give it to me. He was wishing his father dead, and everyone around would have known that when this son asked. The father, though, shows up, listens to his request, and goes against everything that would have normally been, and he ends up just staying with his son, giving him his share and letting him go experience the consequences of what he wanted to do. Amazing. This dad also showed up because when his son returns, he is there and he embraces him. He just shows up after all the ingratitude and he's there. God the Father does that too, right? He just shows up. He's always there in our lives. This dad was characterized by slowness, this father. God the Father, our dad, our daddy Abba, is also characterized by this kind of slowness. We see it here. He is waiting. Now, he runs to greet his son, right? It's not that kind of slowness, but he's been waiting. It says in verse 20, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. Don't you just picture this dad just waiting? He's slowly waiting and waiting. Who knows how long? All this hope that he had, and his son returns and he embraces him. He is loving and kind. God the Father, our Abba Daddy, is loving and kind. He's amazing. And he embraces us even when we keep messing it up. Loving and kind. This is the classic Father's Day story, isn't it? It's just beautiful. So, what we want to do as we think about this story is to think about even another scripture about this loving and kind God. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. It's on the back of your notes. Psalm 145, verse 8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. Now I'm going to just circle back to my earthly dad story, because there's an ending to this story. You see, I always thought of my dad as being forever. You know, we take them for granted, don't we? Look around, the good dads among us, we take them for granted sometimes. We even make a spoof of them or a parody. But you know, really and truly, our fathers are not forever, nor was mine. So Easter Sunday of March 27 of 2005, this is where the story of my dad goes. We get up in the morning, Easter baskets are ready, running around because the night before we had done our Easter dinner, we had done the Easter egg hunt, and we go and we are gonna celebrate. I wake up the kids with my obnoxious Easter morning greeting. It's obnoxious. I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you, but I will. Happy Resurrection Day. That's the way I greeted my kids. I wanted them to know there's more to Easter than bunnies, and there's more to Easter than jelly beans and egg hunts. That Easter is about resurrection joy, first and foremost. So happy Resurrection Day. But I was in a hurry that morning, really in a hurry. I was not characterized by slowness because I was leaving to go on a trip. I was getting on a plane that afternoon to go, and I was going to be preaching in a Christian school all week. So I was kind of checking off that box, but still the happy Resurrection Day. I get on the plane that day, and I sit down, and you'll be thankful to know that, you know, the guy next to me, I gave him a more toned-down greeting, more of a normal, happy Easter, you know, kind of boring, but I did it. Thank goodness for him, right? And I turn off my cell phone, and I get back, and we land in the Providence, Rhode Island Airport, and I turn my cell phone back on. I see that there's a message from my sister, and I think, oh, yeah, she's calling to wish me a happy Easter. My sister definitely doesn't share resurrection joy, so I figured it was all about Easter. So I was wrong. Because you see, my sister said the strangest thing. Her voice sounded really odd. She didn't say Happy Easter. She just said, call me back right when you get this. So I did. And I called her back and, what's up? And Dad is missing, she said. What? Dad's never missing. Never. He shows up. And she said, no, he's missing. He didn't go to Dave and Shannon's for dinner. He's not with their family like he was supposed to be. So we began a series of calls and, you know, kind of trying to locate Dad. And we call an aunt and uncle who are in the area. And they agree that they're going to go over to Dad's house, Dad's place, and see what's up. They get there and his mail's still in the box. And it's been piling up, actually, a little bit. It's like looks like more than one day. And then they see his car there. Odd. By this time, we're so alarmed. And the police have to come, and they help break in because Dad's not answering his door. And they find my dad looking very peaceful in his pajamas in his bed, but there's no breath left in him. 67 years old. 67, and my dad wasn't gonna show up anymore. Oh. Oh. I'll tell you, Happy Resurrection Day? Not so much. Not so much. Took me a long time, years, to get back to Happy Resurrection Day on a given Easter Sunday. I'm glad to tell you, though, that I say it again. You know, time does a lot, doesn't it? But dads are not forever. But there is one dad. He's forever. Forever. He's amazingly forever. He shows up. He's slow in making all the time in the world for us when we want to be with him. And he's loving and kind, but he's forever. And he longs for us to be with him forever. You know, my dad loves Jesus. He loved Jesus. So I have no doubt that my dad, my not forever dad, that he's with my other favorite forever dad. I just know they're together, right? Isn't that amazing? Because my dad loved Jesus and received forgiveness and believed in the cross, believed in that, he's forever with that forever dad. Now, I have to tell you, there's a fancy word for forever, and it's the word eternal. Eternal. I have a great quote that I put in your notes because, and it comes from Kid City. When I first started in this position over a year ago, I began teaching Kid City at that time, and I was in there teaching, and I was talking about the character of God. We were doing who is God, and we were talking all about who he was, and then we got to eternal, and I said, you know, what does it mean that God is eternal? And without hesitation, Johnny Agwan calls out, it means that God is forever and ever. Eternal means he's forever and ever. Isn't that beautiful? So I quoted him for you. I thought it was worth remembering. Eternal, our eternal Abba, our daddy, our father is forever and ever. That's an incredible thing. Let's read a couple of other verses just to let that really soak in. Let's listen to them and breathe through them. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. It is a good thing to celebrate the earthly dads, the ones who are good in our lives, who always show up, who are characterized by slowness, and who are loving and kind. Happy, happy Father's Day. Happy Dad's Day. Let's give them a good rap today. That's a good thing. But we don't want it to just leave here thinking about earthly dads, do we? Because you see, this perfect dad that we have that also always shows up, he is always characterized by the slowness of his time. There's a beautiful, beautiful verse about that, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. He has put this sense of forever, this eternity, in our hearts. We long to live forever. We long for earthly good dads to live forever. My husband recently lost his dad a couple of months ago, so the pain is very real and very fresh. But you know, his dad too. His dad was 80, 82. But his dad wasn't forever. And ours aren't, are they? But we'll celebrate the good ones today. Do you have a dad who maybe has messed up and you need to forgive him, or a granddad? Do you have in your life, do you really celebrate the good in them? Do we lift them up and put them up rather than put them down? Because that's a day to celebrate today. But there is also leaving here this eternal, forever God, and he wants to be with you forever. Because God always was, is, and will be, he's never in a hurry. He is never in a hurry. After all, he has an eternity to be with us and to love us. It is my prayer today that we leave here, that we understand and celebrate not only earthly dads, but I just pray that wherever you are in your journey, whether you have already acknowledged that you have a loving father, whether you know him well, whether you spend only a little bit of time with him or a lot of time with him, it's my prayer that today you thank your forever God for always showing up, for being characterized by slowness and being slow to anger, and by being loving and kind. And you really sit with him a while. Take it slow. Sit with him, because he wants to be with you forever. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, eternal God, loving Father, everlasting one, thank you for always showing up. Thank you for being slow to anger. Thank you for being loving and kind. But really, God, thank you that you have put eternity in our hearts and you are with us forever. We are so in awe of you. We give you thanks for our earthly dads, the good dads in our lives, the good granddads. We give you the honor and praise for their goodness, for it comes from you. But we also give you thanks and praise most of all for being our Father, our loving Abba. In the name of Jesus, and all God's children said, Amen.